Let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'im mishkali alai, nisim mishkali, im kesev kesev im zav zav. The person took on to donate his weight to Hekdash. He must give a substance equal to his weight as follows. If he specified silver, he gives his weight in silver. And if he specified gold, he gives his weight in gold. And loy pirish, patr nafshe b'chaldu. If he did not specify a certain substance, he gives his weight in even a cheap item that is sold by weight in his area. However, im adam chashavu, avagav dulei parish, lafi chavoydi amrinim. He's a respected person, even though he did not specify, he pays his mishkal with an item of value. As the Mishnah relates, Ma'isa be'ima shal yirmatya, sh'amr mishkal biti olai, also Yerushalayim v'shakla mishkal azav. The mother of yirmatya took on the weight of her daughter without specifying, and she paid her weight in gold. Yehuda says, o'imer k'imasi olai, leisen sharvit she'ena nechvav. The person took on to donate his stature. He must give a substance that can make a tall rod that is thick and will not bend. However, Malik Kamasi Alai, Nisan Sharbat HaNichvav. If he took on the fullness of his stature, he may give a tall rod that is thin and can bend. Yehuda concurs with Rabbi Kiba, who holds the Daik Lishna Yisera. We draw inferences from superfluous words, and since he added the word Malay, it includes even Sharbat HaNichvav. While the Raisa disagrees and holds in both cases, Kamasi Alai, Malay Kamasi Alai, Nisan Sharbat Chain HaNichvav, he must give a rod that will not be bent. Of course, they hold Lay Daik Lishna Yisera, we do not draw inferences from superfluous words. The Gemara proceeds with the following questions. Ibailu, a muddy mouth. Does a muddy my stance refer to kaimasi or not? And rachbay, yishivasai, aivav, hekefai mouth. If one takes on rachbay, his breadth, or yishivasai, his seat, or aivav, his thickness, or hekefai, his circumference, does he intend to donate a thick rod whose diameter equals his width, or even a thin rod whose length equals his width? Take all these questions, remain unresolved. Mishnah continues, Mishkol Yodei Alai. The person took on to donate the weight of his hand to Hekdash. Yehuda says, Memali chabez maim, umachnisa ad mar pikai, v'shoikol mibasa chamori ba'atzamas v'gidim anois l'teicha ad shetismali. He fills a barrel with water and dips his arm in until the shoulder, which causes some water to spill out. He then weighs donkey's meat that also contains bones and sinews and puts them into the barrel until the water rises to the top, and he pays its weight to Hekdash. Because as Rashi explains, Mishkol Basar Chamor ke Mishkol Basar Adam. The weight of a donkey's meat is equivalent to human flesh. And since the arm also contains bones and sinews whose weight differs from flesh, he adds Atzamis Vegidim of the donkey in the amount that is found in the hand of a person. Rashi disagrees and says, V'chiheich Epshel Lachabim Basar Keneged Basar Atzamis Keneged Atzamis. This weight is not accurate, because one cannot determine the exact proportion of meat and bones in the donkey to correspond to the proportion of flesh and bones in the hands of a person. Therefore, Shaman Esayag Kamahi Rui Lishkol. We assess the approximate weight of his hand, and he pays that to Hekdash. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Tan Rabban, Mishkol Yodi or Mishkol Ragli Alai. Yehuda Omer Mevi Chabis Umamali Maim Umachnis Biyad Ad HaAtzel Uvaregel Ad Arkuba V'Shaikl. If a person took on the weight of his hand or his leg, Rabbi Yehuda says he fills a barrel of water and puts in his arm until the shoulder and his leg until the knee, and then fills the barrel with Basar Chamor Gidim Batzamis. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction in the understanding of the term Yad. Regarding the darim biyad ada asl, yad is understood as the whole arm until the shoulder. While regarding kiddush dan regalim b'mikdash ad haperik, the kiddush dan regalim that the kohen do before the avodah in the base of mikdash is done only on the hand until the wrist. And regarding tefillin, the pasuk specifies al yadecha and v'tanei be'menasha yadecha zuki virus. The tefillin should be put on the upper arm below the shoulder. The Gemara reconciles as follows: dai raisa ki virus kula. In the Torah, the word yad includes the upper arm as in tefillin. Ben the darim halach achalashim le'adam. A neder is interpreted based on the people's usage of the word, and they consider yad the whole arm until the shoulder. Regarding kiddush, there is a specific halacha mishmei Sinai that the yad is only until the wrist. We must point out that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi regarding the darim biyad ad ha'atzel. Rashi says yad is understood as the whole arm until the shoulder. Tosfos says yad is understood as the lower arm until the elbow. The Gemara proceeds with a similar discussion regarding the darim beregel ad harakuba. The whole leg until the knee is considered regel. While regarding the mitzvah of Ali regal, the pasuk states, Ragalayim prat lebali kaver. One whose foot was severed below the ankle and used a wooden foot is exempt from the mitzvah. Apparently, the leg below the knee is not considered regal. Gemara reconciles, but nedarim halach achalosh mani adam. And people refer to regal as the leg up to the knee. While day raisa prat lebali kaver, in the Torah, the word regal includes only the foot below the ankle. And even so, regarding chalitza, although the pasuk specifies ragle, the Mishnah rules, chaltsim in arkuva lamata chalitzasa kashera. The Yavim's leg was severed below the knee, the chalitza is effective, because there the pasuk states, me'al ragle. The word me'al means above the foot, therefore the leg, which is me'al ragle, above the foot, is valid for chalitza. However, l'malam arkuva, above the knee, does not validate for chalitza, because me'al v'loy me'al d'me'al. It's me'al above the leg, which is me'al ragle, above the foot. Sagt the Mishnah, the may yadi alai, shamanoise kamahu shava biyadu balayad. If a person took on to donate the value of his hand, we assess the person's value with a hand and without a hand, and he pays the difference to Hekdash. Zechem ibn Adar, mibarachin. And this halach and adar is more stringent than erichin, as a neder for a hand is effective, while erich for only the hand is not effective. And there's a machlekes regarding hechash aminle. How do we assess the value of a person without a hand? Rava says, Oimdin oisei oimit shal nizakin. We assess him as a person whose hand was cut off, and he pays the difference between his initial value and his current value if he would be sold on the slave market. Abaya, however, disagrees and says, Midami, hasim gavar zilahu, hacha gavar shviachu. They're not comparable because a person with only one hand, his initial value is small because he's currently disabled, while a person with two hands, his initial value is large because he's currently healthy. Therefore, Abaya says, Oimdin kama adam reitza litin be'evet shayodim muchtevis l'rabbi rishon. He says how much a buyer would pay for a servant whose hand still belongs to his first owner, in which the buyer only benefits from one hand. Rava proceeds with several questions regarding Oimdin Oisei Oimit Shal Nezakin. Does the assessment need to be made specifically for this neder, or any assessment suffices even for a different neder and even for a Nezakin? And all those questions remain unresolved.